More and more beach towns in New Jersey and Delaware are trying to curb the use of plastic straws, bags, and containers. But it appears that most of the plastic that ends up in the ocean does not come from people on the beach, but from those living in cities far away from the sea, like Philadelphia. State Impact Pennsylvania's Catalina Jaramillo follows the path of these plastics from the streets of Philadelphia to the ocean.
When it comes to plastics polluting the ocean, Kelly O'Day says it starts here, on the corner of West Loudoun and North 7th Street in North Philadelphia.
Now here's an example over here on the left. There's three garbage bags.
O'Day is a retired wastewater engineer who thinks one of the biggest challenges to clean water is litter. He points to the storm drain on the corner, to those openings on the curb that capture rainwater and are designed to prevent flooding. The city of Philadelphia has more than 75,000 stormwater inlets.
You get enough of a flow of water, that plastic bottle will make its way. You see the stormwater inlet over there, and there's one over there. So they wind up going to the stormwater inlet.
From these storm drains, rainwater and plastics travel underground through the sewer to water treatment plants. But sometimes, if the rain is heavy, that water and some of the plastic trash gets dumped directly into our waterways.
You can see all the white debris, that plastic bags and trash.
Street trash can end up here in the Frankfort Creek, 3 miles away, where a giant stone tunnel carries rainwater and sewage into the creek. Plastic bottles litter the bank, and plastic bags wave in the wind, cut on the tree branches that line the creek, which smells like sewage.
What will happen is the water rises up, the stuff that's here now will move downstream, and new stuff will be coming in. And if you visualize, there's a continuum along the Frankfort Creek to the Delaware River, along the Delaware River to the bay, out to the ocean. So we're leaving a plastic trail all the way out to the ocean.
Jennifer Coffey grew up in the nearby neighborhood of Port Richmond. She remembers using storm drains as garbage cans.
And I didn't know any better at the time, and I thought, oh, well, that goes to somewhere where it gets cleaned up.
Coffey now runs the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions and fights against plastic pollution.
Much of the plastic pollution comes from our individual everyday use and just not thinking about where we're putting it or thinking, oh, somebody else will take care of this. There is nobody else. We are the everybody else, and there is no way when you throw it away.
By 2050, the ocean will have more plastic than fish, according to a study by the World Economic Forum. Scientists say plastics threaten and kill birds, fish, and mammals. They get trapped in six-pack plastic holders and balloons. Researchers have found plastics in the stomachs of fish and whales. The impact to human health is still unknown. Jonathan Cohen is a professor of marine science at the University of Delaware. He's researching what's called microplastic pollution in the Delaware Bay. Microplastics are tiny bits of plastic that can end up in small aquatic life, like plankton.
So we found microplastics in our samples at every station.
Cohen's research shows that cities could be the largest source of these tiny bits of plastics floating around in the Delaware Bay and ending up in the ocean, and that the amount of plastics increases after a heavy rain.
It doesn't seem to be the increased number of people in the summer that generates more microplastics that we're measuring in the environment. What does seem to relate to the microplastics that we see is urbanization.
Microplastics often start out as things like plastic bags. Over time, they erode into tiny bits. Cindy Siff lives at the Jersey Shore and runs Clean Ocean Action, an organization that's conducted beach cleanups for the last 33 years.
Plastic bags, plastic wrappers, buckets, caps and lids.
Most of the plastics they collect are things people use once and then throw away. Siff says every year they find something new.
So, for example, the latest, newest item we're finding on the beach is these individual single-use teeth cleaners that have a toothpick on one end and a piece of floss on the other end.
Siff says she hopes people who live in cities realize that throwaway plastics can end up in the ocean.
That fork that you just used to eat that salad for however many minutes now will last for hundreds of years.
Environmentalists like SIF are adding a fourth R to the slogan, reduce, reuse, and recycle. They want people to refuse plastics. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.